Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Do you want to unpack your carry-on of irrational fears, or you want to pop into the, I got some tea this weekend.
Tea.
You want to start with tea? Okay. I heard something.
Tell me.
So there I am in the Lingy Lounge at Theater Cedar Rapids, getting ready to enter Something Rotten.
Yes. Oh gosh. So much fun.
Part of the fun of just going out in downtown Cedar Rapids, regardless of show or what, is just seeing people you know.
Yes.
Run into a couple and like, hey, did you get that email? I'm like, I remember you vaguely saying something about an email and a text. It's very confusing on the, where all this communication's coming from. But she broke down. Supposedly somebody was supposed to send me the story. So I'm giving it to you, I think, third hand.
Okay.
She has a friend, me, Eric Hansen. She has another friend, exact same name.
Weird.
We bank at the same bank.
Ooh, what?
That Eric Hansen, not moi, was approached by the bank through email to MC an event.
Oh, wow.
He, knowing it was the wrong Eric Hansen, thought he'd have some fun with it.
Oh.
And replied back and said yes. And said the request was for, could Claire come too? And he's like, I don't know about Claire, but my wife can tag along. He tried to write it so it was very clear it wasn't me.
Uh-huh.
According to third-hand knowledge, the bank thinks that I and my wife are emceeing an event.
Oh, no.
I have no clue what this is, and I also don't know how to clean it up.
Oh, no.
And so somebody's expecting me to show up at an event and MC, and I don't know when it is or what it is.
It's not going to be
because you. Because another Eric got the email and knew it wasn't for him and thought he'd have some fun, but the person sending it at the bank got it wrong.
But wait, is other Eric going to go?
My question back to her was, does this person know he is now obligated to MC an event?
So what's happening?
I heard it from a friend who heard it from another friend. Somebody's messing around with my name.
Ooh.
I know.
This is a conundrum.
We'll see what happens. Because my first thought is, well, I guess I'll contact somebody at the bank. Who am I going to tell?
Call the bank?
Yeah. Hey, can you go through all of your customers with my name?
Start at the top. No, just call James Klein and just see.
The president of the bank.
Start at the top. Start at the top.
And work down.
And yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's too many, right?
Yes.
There's so many people that could have been reaching out.
I know.
That's my advice.
I'm going to have him close the bank on a non-bank holiday and have an all-staff meeting. Mm-hmm. He's just going to ask individually.
Was it you?
Was it you?
Was it you?
And as everybody, if you get a no, you can leave the room. And if you get a yes, you have to stay and figure it out. There. We solved it.
Done.
Done.
Crisis averted.
Proper efficiency. All good.
I'm stressed out on your behalf. And we're not.
I just don't want a bad reputation of they thought I was supposed to show up and then I don't.
And then he ditched.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, that's your good name. Which apparently is somebody else's good name.
Really like emceeing events. So maybe there's this cool thing happening
maybe
in town that I'm
it.
Not attached to.
Ah, oh, man.
If he wants it, he can have it.
Right.
If he knows what he's doing.
But I don't want you to miss out on an opportunity.
I also don't want him misrepresenting. So he gets there and now a room full of people think he's me.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's the bank.
I know. It's bank people.
They could mess with you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Not that they would, but if they
Are you telling
did,
me my cookie count's going to go way
your
down?
Your cookie count is going to be very effective.
Hey, where's that free drive-through cookie? Not today,
I don't know.
Mr.
Maybe
Hansen.
You should show up to your things that we ask you to do. That's probably it.
That's exactly how it's going to go down.
Well, see, that's now a very rational fear because that is exactly what could happen. I don't know if I am being rational or irrational, but right now I am very concerned that there is something that has laid eggs in my home and now they have hatched. It's some sort of bug. On Saturday night, after a long day of show choir, my daughter Audrey is getting ready for bed. She has to shower, get the glitter out of her hair and everything. And then all of a sudden, she's yelling, which is weird. So I run upstairs and I'm like, what's going on? She's just like towel, just like, there's a bug in here.
One bug?
One bug. One bug. And it's like kind of flickering around where the lights are.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like attracted to that. So I take care of it. No big deal.
It's a moth.
It's too small to be. I can't get a good handle on what this thing is.
Very dark black?
No.
Okay.
Light, dusty wings. So it's almost moth-like, but it can flap them down and be like a stick.
What?
I know. It's a weird, but it's a little tiny thing. It's weird. And then fast forward to Sunday night, same thing happens. It's bedtime. Cora is getting out of the bath. She's in the bathroom, different room. And she's like, Mom, help! There's a bug! And I had to go attack. And it's the exact same bug.
Did you kill the first one or let it go? Do you think it's the same bug or do you think you have an infestation of bugs?
I thought I killed it. It was one of those where I was like, ha,
yes.
Smacked it in the air.
Was the first one also found in the bathroom, be it a different bathroom?
No.
Okay.
One with two different rooms, but same zone, upstairs.
They both also started after using the water.
Ooh.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Are there bugs in the water?
That's it right there.
No,
you got water bugs.
Stop it. You're supposed to make me feel better.
No, you need to sell the house.
I feel so much worse
Get your
now.
Family out of there now.
Come on.
Run. Only one place to start.
The only.
Sports Haunts! Kalen Clark has become the all-time NCAA Division I scoring leader, breaking the late Pete Maravich's 54-year-old record. As she made two free throws at the line by herself, it was off of a technical foul.
Just...
that she broke the record.
Incredible. It was like she goes up to the line and you're like, these are going in. Wow, this is happening now.
That's pressure.
Yeah.
All of those eyes are on you. Nobody is standing next to you. You get to take those shots by yourself.
It's all you.
Number 6, Iowa beat number 2, Ohio State, 93-83 on senior day. Clark finished with 35. She needed only 18 to pass that record, by the way. Moving on, that's the last regular season home game for Iowa at Carver-Hawkeye. Iowa now is the number 2 seed in the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament and will next play this Friday against Wisconsin or Penn State. Possibly then, bracket style, setting up a rematch maybe with Indiana, maybe with Ohio State.
Ooh.
Probably the biggest story, though, coming out of Iowa City yesterday, ESPN putting up the Iowa State logo at one point during the broadcast.
Yeah. Hey, ESPN, you came early. Like, hello.
Every once in a while, you get to pull out the you had one job. And whoever the graphic person is.
You had one job.
You have one job. And whether you're back in Bristol, Connecticut, or you're sitting in a truck in a parking lot outside, where did you not see the Tiger Hawk logo surrounded? And when you type
it's on
in
the court,
you type in Iowa. I'm sure there's just it's a database and the graphics pop up and you picked Iowa State.
That'll do.
Or is that just geographical naivete, which we run into all the time in the Midwest?
I don't know. I'm just glad there wasn't like an Idaho something, you know, that could have been worse.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
We'll take at least they got the state right.
State was correct.
But the word state was not supposed to be there. Construction season in Cedar Rapids is officially here. A project that brings improvements to both trails and the Edgewood Road Bridge officially starts today. It's a multi-phase project on the bridge. It starts today. It's going to run through mid-September of 2024. This is like it starts at Ellis and it goes to Glass Road.
Whoa.
Like that is a main Edgewood Road thoroughfare.
Yeah.
So what are we doing? We're widening the sidewalk portion because it's officially on a trail. So that's going to become an 8-foot wide section, then miscellaneous bridge repairs. And I didn't know this. There was a water main that at some point was taken offline in 2017. They're going to put that back in.
Thanks.
So I'm sure the people in the neighborhood are like, more water pressure.
Yeah.
Traffic control will be there starting today through mid-September. It will always have two-way traffic, but when you go from four lanes to two, that's going to slow some stuff down.
That is going to slow things down majorly. How long is that?
It starts today, and it goes all the way through mid-September. So I usually don't go home that way.
Yeah.
I do sometimes just to mix it up.
I'm going to forget. I'm
going
to go, and I'm going to shake my fist.
You're going to go, oh, yeah, Dancing Eric Hansen told me that was going to happen today. Got an area nonprofit celebrating the Big 3-0, 30 years in existence. They debuted in 1994, impacting people statewide, including a million people. It is the Iowa Donor Network.
Oh, wow.
Celebrating their 30th anniversary, three decades of inspiring organ, tissue, and eye donation across the state of Iowa. 1,900 organ donors in that time. That has helped with 6,000 life-saving organ transplants. But this is the number, 15,000 tissue donors. And each, because you got a lot of tissue right on your body. So one donor could be maybe 75 transplants from one person. So you do that math.
Wow.
That has impacted more than a million people.
Oh, my my gosh.
Which is fascinating. If you'd like to know more about the Iowa Donor Network and their 30th anniversary, their website, iowadonornetwork.org. But happy 30th, and that's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Sometimes it is a real drag when you have to work over the weekend. But the weekend report I want to give you is Rihanna's, because hers went great. Rihanna worked over this weekend on stage singing this weekend, which she hasn't done in many, many years. And she made a cool $6 million doing it.
This sounds like something we would have had, you know, advanced knowledge of.
Oh, yeah. You would think, especially because it was a private show for a pre-wedding party. The son of Mukesh Ambani, he happens to be the richest man in Asia, worth $112 billion.
How do you just book Rihanna?
You just do when you have a certain level of wealth, apparently. It's not the first time.
And it wasn't the wedding itself. This was like the engagement party.
I believe we're like 3 months out from the wedding.
Who do you book then for the reception?
I don't know. I've heard this before.
Yeah.
This person has booked Beyonce, Chris Martin, Chainsmokers, whoever's for hire. They can just book them for pre-wedding parties for other family members. But Rihanna hasn't done this in a long time. This is a big ask.
You
right?
still need to warm up and rehearse.
And she hasn't performed in since probably the Super Bowl halftime show was the last big performance, but she hasn't performed on stage since like 2016.
You think they just did the halftime show again?
I don't know, but it was an elaborate. There was only 1,200 people there, and it wasn't a blow-off gig. She played 19 songs. She had an elaborate stage setup plus backup dancers. It was a full-length concert.
If you're going to that effort, then you tell me she's not going on tour, right?
Look at me in the eye.
Look me in the eye and tell me she's not.
Come on, Riri.
Look me in the eye, Riri.
You shook all that rust off. Yeah.
You flew all those people there.
New music. Let's go. Well, you know what? We don't have new music from Rihanna, but I do have some new music to talk about with Taylor Swift. Apparently, she has written not one, but two songs inspired by her new relationship with Travis Kelce. But you're not going to hear them. Maybe not until they break up.
We don't want them to break up.
We know. And right? we don't want that. A source says that she's going to keep them private for right now because they're very special. Her songs are like poetry. You know, it's like if somebody had something really personal, they'd write a poem or something. She writes these songs and it's just like poetry. She keeps them in a journal. It's like her Taylor Swift lyrics journal. So
do you think she's said them to him?
I don't. Oh,
recited them to him.
I don't know. Has she shared this song with him?
That's my question.
Save it. You know what? Save that for a birthday when you can't come up with something to get him as a gift. I wrote you a song. How sweet would that be?
That or a book of coupons for free hugs.
Yeah, free hugs and your own song. How would that be, huh? Huh? Or maybe some of those homemade Pop-Tarts again?
Back to those.
Those are always delicious. That's nice, Taylor. It's nice. Okay, I told you I don't do this a whole lot, but we do have a very special Z's Sleaze birthday. If you recall back in 2014, as we're preparing for the Oscars this coming weekend, John Travolta took the stage and he was about to introduce Idina Menzel on stage to sing her hit from Frozen, Let It Go. It was going to be this big moment, but John Travolta accidentally said her name wrong. It will never not be funny.
My God.
I just love it so much.
Can I just have a flashback one more time?
Sure. Did you know that Adele Dazeem has their own Twitter account?
No.
Adele Dazeem is celebrating a 10th birthday, a very special 10th birthday, wouldn't you say?
I would say so.
Adele Dazeem will be celebrating and got a shout out from Idina Menzel. Idina Menzel recorded a quick little birthday message and a little bit of song. Isn't that nice?
That's fantastic.
From Idina Menzel to Adele Dazeem, happy birthday.
I'm singing happy birthday wrong too, by the way. That was beautiful.
Wasn't that lovely? And that was just like, you know, whatever, off the cuff. Wow. Wowie, wow. That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
What are you looking and giggling at?
I'm looking at our photos that we took over the weekend, our one-shot photos describing everything that we did over the weekend on the Z102.9 Facebook page right now. And I had looked at our photos, but I hadn't, like, clicked.
You didn't read the description.
I hadn't enlarged them. I didn't even read the description yet. Okay, please. Will you please go? You have the first photo. Tell us what you did this weekend, Eric.
Our first photo is we are checking in to play pickleball. And that what I love, this is very much first day of school photo.
Yeah.
Look at that optimism, I wrote. Look at that grit.
We were like, we got this.
You're gritting your teeth. We're holding our rental paddles. The guy from Smithfield's checking us in. We're ready to take on the world.
I have a bag that says salt your pasta water.
And I'm wearing a hat that says pickleball obsessed. We're both athletes. Like, we've got bags with extra clothes.
Yeah.
You can see a water bottle and a towel hanging from my arm.
Wow.
We are ready to go conquer those pickleball courts.
Ugh, we look at those kids.
A couple of lessons. We'd played some games. We were ready to go.
I felt like you had a full comprehensive knowledge of all the rules.
I still do. Even after what happened on Friday.
And you know what? As my teammate, I appreciate that the most about you.
I'm glad that I could help you. Suffice it to say, we lost every game.
Every single one.
Every single game we played, we lost. In fact, we were in a winner-takes-all last game with the other team who had also lost every single game. Winner moved on to at least play for a trophy, a sixth-place trophy.
And my goal was just for us to get 2 points.
My goal was to win the game. And this is where I left a little disheartened and frustrated.
Yeah.
Because I thought we could at least pull out one. And especially taking on the team that didn't know the rules, and they were also breaking the serving rule about every other time.
Yes.
I think we technically should have had. Now, we did win one because the first game we had a bye. So
hey, congratulations, Team Morning Scramble, on your first victory of the day. The bye game.
So then it was that awkward point where we're standing there and like, do we have to stay? Because I'd rather just
leave. Like, you can stay. There's going to be like a presentation of medals. Not for you, but.
Yeah. No. No, there was an odd number of teams, and we were clearly the oddest of the odd number of teams.
So odd.
So
a lot of looks.
Hey, you know what? We raised a lot of money for Four Oaks. I'm very happy about that.
We did. Yes. I am very proud of that.
Very happy. I have been in contact with Tony Milan, who also is an avid pickleballer.
Yeah?
Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
So I think Tony and I might go pickle. I don't know what the verb is.
I coming?
Nope. I mean, wait.
Wait, are we broken up?
Do you want to come?
You don't want to pickle anymore?
No. You know why? Because you proclaimed your retirement. You retired from pickleball in front of everybody.
I know.
As we were walking out and taking all of their free donuts and bananas.
I couldn't throw my racket. I didn't own it.
True. And those are expensive rackets.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They are.
So I believe you're done with pickleball.
I believe I have retired.
For good.
Yeah, but I support you in your...
I'm moving on.
Pickle endeavors.
I would like to continue.
Okay.
In my pickle endeavors. But it was...
You know what?
I
think you should. I think you should get really good. I was thinking, if I could go back in time, what would I change? I think one of us has to be really good.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that would be helpful for our team, if one of us. And I choose you.
Well, thank you. I'll work on that. I will work on that.
Good.
Okay. Now, moving on
to my photo, which it's very simple, but I had a little bit of a pickle myself as I was choosing my photo because I took so many photos this weekend. It was the last big show choir weekend for my daughter, Audrey. And it was so much fun. So we had Friday night. They were at an invitational at Jefferson High School. And then we were at Xavier High School all day Saturday. And it was just like it was the last push. Double performances. So we had to do hair and makeup on Friday and then hair and makeup Saturday.
Because you can't go to bed that way, right?
No.
You got to undo it and then redo it.
There's time spent in something called the glitter tent. No, you can't go to bed like
that. That's not touching my sheets.
Glitter everywhere. So yeah, we did the hair and makeup twice. It was all really, really so much fun. And then I also got to participate in something I had not participated in. Every time I've watched this show, and I've seen the same show choir performance over and over again, but they seem to add something every single time I see it. So like suddenly, oh, they have robes for this song now. And oh, there's a big costume change here. They added another song. They added special effects this weekend. There's a smoke machine under the stage. So smoke comes out at some point. And then they added bubbles.
Bubbles.
Yeah. So at the final song, there's bubbles floating everywhere, except they didn't get the most powerful bubble machines.
Can I give you just a outsider observation?
Yeah.
When I saw their performance at Raise the Roof, I noticed two bubble machines at the front of the stage and a big pile of bubble juice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it worked.
The one, it was a real dud.
Okay.
So I think they got their money back for it and
good.
They replaced it with something a little bit more powerful, but it still doesn't quite pack the punch
right.
that you wanted. So to get that effect, at our last performance of the season, they passed out bubble wands in the splash zone. I call it the splash zone. The first three rows are always for the parents of that team. So Splash Zone has bubble wands, and we all start at the end of the ballad, start blowing bubbles.
This is great.
We were creating the bubbles in addition to the bubble maker.
So it's like a curtain of bubbles just kind of coming up from the audience?
It's sort of. But there were more bubbles than there were before.
That's great.
Yes, it was.
They're improving.
It was fantastic.
That's what this is about.
Yes. No, but it just felt so fun to be involved and like, oh, I'm making a difference. It's very important that I do this.
Did you guys like wear all black, like stage hands? That'd be kind of cool.
Apparently you're supposed to.
Really?
Yeah, there's like team shirts and stuff. I didn't buy one.
You know what? You're a first time show choir mom.
I'm learning.
You're getting
there. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, I'm learning. Well, I'll get one next year.
Lovely story, and I'm so glad that Audrey enjoyed her show choir time.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
As you and I both know, show choir then leads to acting.
Yep.
And then acting leads to radio. So she's on the path.
As we both have learned.
She's on the path.
At least that was our path.
Okay. Pickleball, bubbles, and show choir. What's after that? That's where you come in.
Yes, we need to see your photos. What did you do over this weekend? You probably took a picture at some point. Post that photo right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Allow me to pull back the curtain on the Morning Scramble for a moment.
Yeah, please.
Typically, you and I do a quick little inventory.
Did you see this? Did you see this?
Exactly. Make sure we're on the same page.
Look at this. Look at this.
And 9 times out of 10, we both go, that's the one that by the time we get through the list, let's make sure we give that a little more love.
Because we don't understand what's going on in this photo.
Yes.
Or that's a really big life moment.
Exactly. Today's a day where there are so many pictures. I think we're just going to go.
Did life just really, really happen this past weekend?
Again, we're coming out of our caves. This goes back to
maybe
the primal ooze. The what?
The what?
Back when we were cave people, the primal ooze.
Primal ooze. I thought that's what you said.
That's exactly, and I'm going to triple down on it. Primal ooze.
Hey, primal ooze.
But
that's
I'm sure if cavemen and women had cameras,
mm-hmm.
this would have been the weekend where they came out and dodged a few pterodactyls and went, oh, the sun, and then started taking more pictures. Right?
Totally.
We're getting into busy season, cavemen and beyond.
And it just feels like there was a lot of like momentous life occasions this weekend. Deirdre did her wedding registry. So like, even though it's just a picture at the store, it's still like, oh, that's a big life moment.
Major life moment.
Right?
For a first time show choir mom. And then you consider the high schoolers who are now wrapping up their season.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
We're going on 5-6 year show choir moms and dads. We're getting a lot of pictures. There was the big Jefferson Invitational over the weekend.
Yeah. Bryce, they won the Jefferson show choir competition.
That's happiness.
Happiness Inc.
Which I never got to see perform because you don't perform at your own. The one I emceed last weekend. You can perform, but not for points.
Oh.
So it's basically like...
it's just for fun.
It's for fun.
Huh.
Yeah, they swept everything. I think they got the best show, best band, best vocal. So congratulations to Happiness for winning the Jefferson Invitational over the weekend. And then I'm just kind of working my way through. I don't know what Kate's full-time job is, but it looks like she makes dog handkerchiefs. And it says Sloppy Kisser, and that's adorable. That's absolutely adorable.
You know those are for dogs, right? Right. Right.
Well, and then like, wait, am I missing some fashion? Should I be wearing a bandana around my neck that says Sloppy Kisser?
He just got it for Valentine's Day from his wife. Yes. That's weird.
That's accurate.
In terms of big moment, like little things that are big moments in life, Brittany shared a photo of her son's first haircut. That's always a really big deal. It was kind of like a mommy son day date. So they went to the salon. He did a really good job. And then he got to have some Poncheros for lunch.
Let's talk about babies and food. Charlotte, the morning scramble blue, popped over to Black Sheep in Cedar Rapids. They gave her a little Black Sheep stuffy to keep, and she was feeding it.
Is that a new thing they have?
I didn't know they had those.
I would like one.
I would like to play with it.
Me too.
Charlotte, the morning scramble blue.
You know what? We'll have to set up a play date and we can play with our baby.
That's how you do it.
And her new toys.
Yes. Moments of special occasions. Allison, congratulations to your son graduating from the Iron Workers Apprenticeship Program Outstanding Apprentice Award. So thank you for sharing that photo.
That is awesome. Jess, had their last dance. It's very confusing because it's called the first dance competition, but it was the last first dance competition for Jess's daughter. She's a senior.
Did you see the two pictures Amanda put up? One of them is of her and one of them is of a chicken.
Yeah.
Okay. Amanda put two chicken coops together. And now I know to scale, a chicken coop is about the size of two Amandas.
Question.
Yes.
Do you think she had two chicken coops and she put them together in one mega coop, or she put together this chicken coop and then she put together another chicken coop?
Oh, I didn't consider mega coop.
I don't know.
Why would you isolate the chickens? Wouldn't you just want one coop?
Well, what if one's a rooster?
So you got a chicken coop and a rooster coop?
Yeah, maybe. There's much I do not know about chickens.
But did you click to her second picture,
yes,
which actually shows a chicken? An adorable, adorable little chicken.
Oh my goodness. It's so cute when they're like furry. They don't have their adult feathers yet and they're just like little fluff balls. Oh, I love that stage.
I want to take him home.
Oh, you're so sweet.
He's adorable.
Oh, so cute.
So I want a play date with this chicken.
Yep.
And I want a play date with Charlotte in Morning Scramble Blue.
Yep. We got a lot of play dates to
set up. We got to arrange both of
those. Get your calendar out.
Thanks everybody for getting those photos up on the Z102.9 Facebook page. We will continue to collect them as it's our one shot weekend, Monday mornings on Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.